From the field, to the track, to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
In sports, high school basketball action on Friday night, the GW boys team blew out Magna Vista 58-25. Case and Lewis led the way for the Eagles with 13 points to improve to 11-6 overall and 5-3 in district play. The GW girls basketball team lost to Magna Vista on Friday 47-24. The Eagles are now 7-9 overall and are 6-3 in district play. The Tunstall boys squeaked out a win on Bassett Friday 59-58. Trojans have now won 6 in a row and are 16-1 overall and 8-1 in district play. Zay Cobbs led the team in scoring with 22 points in the win. The Chatham girls won their 6th in a row on Friday as they knocked off Dan River 42-25. Trinity Brooks led the way for the Cavs with 14 points. Chatham is now 14-2 overall and 6-0 in district play. The Dan River boys beat Chatham 81-69 to improve to 4-10 on the season. Shamar Ferguson led the way for the Wildcats with 22 points. Jonathan Coles had a monster game for Chatham. He led all scorers in the game with 31 points. In NFL playoff action over the weekend, Alta Vista alum Juan Thornhill helped lead the Kansas City Chiefs past the Jacksonville Jaguars 27-20 to advance to the AFC Championship game. Thornhill helped lead the defense with 5 tackles and 2 passes broken up. The Chiefs will take on the Bengals in the AFC Championship game, who beat the Buffalo Bills 27-10, despite Dan River alum Tremaine Edmonds' best efforts, recording 12 tackles in the loss. In the NFC, it'll be the Philadelphia Eagles and the San Francisco 49ers playing in the championship game. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.